With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Global trading is in a deep plunge. BBC correspondent Marika Oye reports.
All we've been seeing all day were sea of red, if you like, all pointing downwards. Japan's Nikkei ending the day almost 8% lower. So the stock markets in Japan, South Korea, Australia and India, they are extending their losses for a third day, while the stock markets in mainland China, Hong Kong and Taiwan were closed for a public holiday on Friday. So that's why we're seeing even sharper sell-off in those markets.
But the White House does remain confident in its trade policies.
President Trump defended his decision to introduce tariffs of 10% to 50% on goods imported into the U.S., saying that sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something. Mr. Trump blasted China and other abusing countries for retaliating against the U.S. with additional tariffs.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, since last Wednesday, at least 20 people have died amid the outbreak of severe spring weather. Forecasters warn that flooding could persist for days, especially in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Alabama. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet President Trump in Washington. The two leaders discussing major geopolitical issues, including the war in Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip have killed 32.
Late Sunday, Israel's military had ordered Palestinians to evacuate several neighborhoods in central Gaza's Deir al-Balah. Shortly after, about 10 projectiles were fired from Gaza, the largest barrage from the territory since Israel resumed the war. On Monday, in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, shops are shuttered, and there were fewer cars on the streets of Ramallah, where the Western-backed Palestinian Authority is headquartered.
Correspondent Charles Oladesma, this is SRN News. America remains in a nation divided by faith and geography.
A new poll brings the same old results, namely that Christianity is strongest in the South and Midwest and weakest everywhere else. The Pew survey finds 68% of people in the South say they're believers, as do 64% of those in the Midwest. In the Northeast, only 58% of the populace calls itself Christian, 55% in the far West. The latter two regions also contain the largest percentages of people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man has been arrested for entering a woman's restroom at the Florida State Capitol. The man, who is living as a woman, announced, "I am here to break the law," before entering the restroom and being handcuffed by police. The man has been charged with trespassing after a warning. That's a misdemeanor punishable by up to 60 days in jail. This is SRN News. Two more states could soon pull the plug on income tax on salaries.
Mississippi's governor has signed a bill that could phase out the income tax by 2040 if annual revenue growth benchmarks are met. And Kentucky has tweaked its law to make it easier to meet the revenue triggers needed to keep moving income tax down toward zero. Both states seek to join the likes of income tax-free states like Florida, Tennessee, and Texas. Jason Walker reporting.
In California, it's expected to be the final hearing before approval of a landmark settlement involving the NCAA and thousands of athletes. The $2.8 billion House settlement calls for paying damages to athletes who say the NCAA and five biggest conferences prevented them from earning money off their celebrity status. It will also clear the way for schools to pay their athletes millions of dollars. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.